To those who have tuned in to Simping Hours, I'm certain that you heard about my love letter writing tendencies to express my innermost thoughts and emotions and all that other cheesy romantic stuff that I used to do as a simp. If you haven't listened to that, oops. Spoiler alert. But I've decided to write another letter. This time not a love letter. To straight people, coming from a queer woman herself. Disclaimer, this is not addressed to straight people that have no negative judgment towards people like me. This is deliberately addressed to the straight people that shove their agonizing, obnoxious, straight people only beliefs down everyone's throats. This is addressed to the straight people that look at people like me with disgust. This is for the straight people that make it so damn difficult. All I am asking is for these straight people to take 1 second, 1 minute, quite preferably an hour, to reflect on their actions and what their actions have done to people like me, what their words have done to people like me. And if this letter ultimately bothers you, whoever you are, straight person, because you don't agree with what I have to say, good. If I can't somehow get through to you, at least I will have the delight of pissing you off. Dear straight people. Hi, I'm bisexual. And I'm a woman. And that's okay. No, I'm not interested in being your third. No, miss, I don't have a crush on you. Because I came out to you. No, I'm not lesbian. No, that's not how it works. I'm not interested in every single person I lay eyes on just because they have a dick or a pussy and I'm aware of it. Bisexuals are attracted to people just like anyone else. They acknowledge an appealing characteristic from someone, and they're drawn to them. And if they're so lucky to have the chance to have emotional connection, that's when a relationship can fester. Wow, doesn't that sound exactly like a heterosexual relationship? Yes, yes it does. Because being bi doesn't make me an anomaly. Being bi just means that I don't particularly care what genitalia my partner may or may not have. I just really want to look at every straight person in their face and say to them, yes, I am bisexual. No, I don't want to fuck you. I came out to you. Because I believed that you would be kind enough to accept me for how I work, who I am. Also, to those who tell me, no, you're not bi. You've been with mostly guys. What is your point exactly? That falls into the criteria of being bisexual. Dating men is part of being bisexual for me, as much as dating women is. The amount of either or has no effect on my sexuality. That's like arguing that if someone's favorite food is Italian food, and then you catch them one day eating ramen, and then just being conflicted by the fact that they're eating ramen instead of pasta or something. It makes no sense. You would never tell them that what they're doing is wrong. You'd just be like, oh, cool. But bisexuality for me doesn't exist because I've mainly dated men. That doesn't make sense. It's just the amount of times that I've come across chances for partnerships in men have been higher than in women, because a lot of the women in my life have been either straight or not into me. And that's okay, because I wasn't into them either. Take a look at yourself. And then take a look at me. What exactly is it that makes us so different? What exactly is it that makes me so weird? What exactly is it that you can't accept about me? What exactly is it that you find so disgusting? Why is the way I work a sin? Why does it have to be a man and a woman? And do not feed me that garbage of, it's unnatural. Because it's not. Look, I can sit here all day and tell you how much I think people suck. How disgusting and vile I find the human species. How deliberately toxic our kind is for the world, the community, the environment. Just anything that comes near us, they have a risk of being destroyed. I can go on all day. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here to call out the straight people that make it so damn difficult for people like me and anyone else that's part of the LGBTQIA+ community to exist, to live our lives, to just love as much as we want, whoever we want, and not be ridiculed, not be shamed, not be stared at. Because we're not anomalies to society. We're practically the same shit as straight people. The only thing that makes us different from straight people is that we are not as able to comfortably show PDA in public to our partners of choice without the fear of being judged, of being harassed, of being accused of committing sin. Why? Why is it like that? Who the hell decided that love is disgusting? Shit. Isn't almost every song about love? Isn't almost every movie about love somehow? You look at us and you make us feel shame for a feeling that is so, I don't know, full? Is that the right word I want to use to describe the feeling of love? You make it so difficult to exist without feeling like there's a part of us that can never be accepted. Being tolerated isn't enough for me. Might be enough for some, but it's not enough for me. Being told what I am is vile, is wrong, hurts. Hurts a lot. Having so many religions give me a one-way ticket to hell just because I can fall as easily for a man as I can for a woman makes no sense to me, but still, for some damn reason, stings me. I can try to blame anyone. I know that there's a lot of misconception when it comes to people who call out others. Immediately, the person being called out believes that the accuser is just there to blame shame. It'd be unfair. I'm already being treated unfairly for being bisexual, so the last thing I'm gonna do is play with fire. With fire, you know? I'm not gonna do that. I'm not here to blame. You see, I'm calling out for the sake of productivity. For the sake of helping people like myself. And for the sake of letting straight people understand that it hurts. You all are so lucky. So lucky that when you bring your partner home, you can proudly tell your parents that they're your girlfriend, they're your boyfriend. When I had a girlfriend, every time she was at my house, we pretended to be platonic. And when I was at her house, we had to do the same there. Part of me feels like that fear is what broke us apart. But I'm very much guilty for my cowardice on that. So I'm not blaming straight people for that. I'm just saying, if you ever have it in you to just take a minute to reflect and reconsider the kind of jokes and the kind of opinions you have about people like me, maybe the world can be slightly more, as cheesy as it is, slightly more beautiful. Yeah. That'd be nice. I really hope I live long enough to see that day come. But people suck. So, discrimination and bias will always exist somehow, unfortunately. Well, my dear straight people, just understand that people like me aren't weird. People like me aren't abnormal. We aren't crazy, unholy. No, we're none of that. We're just like you, people. Just pursuing our endeavors, etc. Just like you. Sincerely yours, Vinny. P.S. Don't worry, straight people. I still believe in you.